what are you doing? Yeah, you didn't know I was there, did you? Put your hands by your sides right now. I said now. Very good. What are you doing? Look at me when I talk to you. What the fuck are you doing? We've talked about this. You don't play with yourself unless you get permission from me, and you have not had permission from me, have you? No. No, slut. So what do you think happens next, Look at me. What happens next? Damn fucking right. Stand up. Put the toys down. No. Leave your trousers down, leave your pants down. You don't need those. Take your shirt off too. Get naked. Atta boy. So you can obey some instructions, is that right? Kiss my feet. Kiss my feet and tell me how fucking sorry you are. There you go. Who does your cock belong to? That's right. Me. Who gives you permission to touch my cock? Me. That's right. I didn't say stop kissing. Run your tongue all over the points of my shoes, you little bitch. That's right. And listen to me. When I go out and work and come home, I don't expect to find you sprawled on my sofa playing with your cock. I don't care what's been going on in your day. I don't care how horny you are. You wait for me. Do you understand me? Get up. Get the fuck up. Punishment. That's what's next. Come with me. We're going upstairs. Stand by the bed. Yes, stand by the bed. There are some tools I need. In fact, no, don't stand by the bed. Turn around, put your hands on the mattress, spread your legs and bend over. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, baby. What happened today? You're normally so good. What happened to you that made it so you couldn't wait until I got home? What happened to make this cock so hard and needy that you couldn't wait for permission? Baby, that's not good enough. Now, let's see, I need... Oh yes, this should do nicely, and a couple of those, and... Do you remember, my dear, a few weeks ago we talked about a more permanent way of helping you resist your baser urges? Do you remember that? And we talked about a cock cage. Yeah. What I didn't tell you at the time was that I had already ordered one and I was waiting for it to arrive. Now, these things are custom built, or at least this one is. I don't want anything less than the best for my little slut. So, now seems like as good a time as any to test it. Bend over. Ah. God, I love your ass exposed like this. God, I just want to stick things in it. But I know you'd enjoy that far too much. And this is a punishment, after all. So you stay where you are. And I will just unfasten this. Pull that off here. Now, look at me, darling. No, I didn't say sit up or stand up. Just turn your head. Stay bent over. Very good. Now, this ring here, this goes around your balls, right up against your skin. And these two prongs will fit down into the cage, which is this part here. Look how wide your eyes are. And I will lock it all together with this little padlock. Mm-hmm. Oh, and these are the keys. You'll notice that there's two here. A spare, because I'm not stupid. The other one I will wear around my neck at all times. The spare will be in this room. I'm telling you that because it's important. It's a safety thing, but if I ever find that you've looked for this key without my express permission, what I'm about to do to you today, that will be not even half of the punishment you'll experience. Do you understand? Now, open your legs just that little bit wider while I slip all of this into place. Are you getting hard? You might not want to do that, darling, because if you do, this cage will hurt a lot. You see, there is a little bit of space for you to grow, but if I have to force it onto a hard cock, it will pinch, it will constrict, it will hurt. You're not supposed to be hard right now. This is a punishment. I suppose I'm not helping being so close to your ear, am I? I know you like it when I speak to you like this. Good boy. Don't get hard. Don't get hard. Okay, so let's put that on there. And do you know what? That looks beautiful. Go look in the mirror. Yes, the full length against the door. What do you think? It suits you right down to the ground, darling. Yes, it does. In fact, it suits you so much that I'm quite glad I picked this design, because you can wear that 24/7. You didn't know that, did you? Now think about that while you lie down. Mm-hmm. On the bed, I just need to grab a few of these ropes and my spread up bar. Here we go. Now, you know the drill. Arms up by the posts, legs spread as wide as you can. Yes, now, while I tie these into place, I think it's worth you knowing that cock cage is staying on for the rest of the day. Yeah, I said punishment, darling. Punishment means discomfort and dearth of pleasure. And that leg. There we go. And now I'm just going to crank this spreader bar open a little bit. Okay, I'm going to crank it open a lot. Let's be real here. There we go. Oh, did that hurt you? Have you never had your legs so wide before? I'm sorry. Not sorry. Oh, it's perfect. Put your hands back up by the top of the headboard. I'm just going to clip you into place. and one, and two. Wow. You know, I almost hope you do disobey me again, because if I get to see you like this, spread so tightly across our bed, it's certainly worth it, wouldn't you say? Now, you're in time out, so I'm actually going to leave you here while I have a shower and pamper myself just a little bit, and then I'll let you go. But, well, this wouldn't be a punishment if I didn't make it a little bit harder for you, would it? So let me just crawl over you. There we are. Hello, darling. How are you doing? I know. It's so hard, isn't it? So hard. How does the cage feel? Uncomfortable. You don't know the half of it. Because now, this is the part where the punishment really begins. So, if I just hike up my skirt a tiny bit. There you go. Have a look. No. No, baby, I'm not wearing panties. I don't need them. No, not when I'm going out day by day. Why on earth would I need panties? And I'm only going to come home and have you clean me up. And that's exactly what you're going to do now, by the way. Open your mouth and stick out your tongue. Oh. Baby, oh, it's nice having you like this, huh? Dropping your head between my thighs and just rubbing my pussy against your face. Fuck. And do you know what the best part is? The best part is, with your hands tied like that, with your legs spread so wide and your cock caged, there's nothing you can do about the slicks of pussy juice I'm going to leave all over your face. Stick your tongue out. Stick your tongue out. I want to feel you. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh. Oh. No, that's not punishment. Oh. I don't know what is. I'm going to come on your face and then leave you here to smell me and taste me while I have a shower. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Open your mouth. Open it wider. Wider. Oh, God, yeah. I want to smother you with my cunt. Oh, come on, stick your tongue out again. Stick it out, stick it out, stick it out. Come on, baby. Come on, you can do it. Maybe if you make me come really good, I'll only leave you for half an hour instead of a full hour. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Swirl your tongue around, swirl your tongue around. Go on, go on, go on, go on. That's good. That's good, that's good. shit, baby, that's so good. God, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Okay, baby. There you go. There you are. Oh, look at your little face. Was that good, huh? Feeling me come on you like that. How do I smell? Huh? How do I taste? Yeah. Well, I hope you like it because you're going to be there for a while. Oh, and before I go, there's one more thing. Whew, I'm a bit breathless. There's one more thing, my dear. Because, like I said, it's not a punishment if it's not hard to handle. So I'm just going to take this little vibrator and tuck it inside your cage. Now, no whining, no whining, no complaining. Ah, there we go. Maybe just a low speed, just enough to keep you warmed up, but not enough to send you over the edge. Baby, look at me. I'm going to have a shower now. And there's something I need you to remember. You brought this on yourself. See you in half an hour.